Welcome to I Don't Need an Acting Class with Milton Justice.
One of the thoughts that I had, I was looking at the note that I sent you that Stella sent us about script analysis. But I mean, the basic idea of script analysis is that you are really on your own. That the director will not help you. They don't know what actors do. And it's not really their fault. They're so busy worrying about lenses and tubing and lights and, you know, where to move the camera. I mean, it's too many things. The actor becomes the least important item on the set. So it's really up to you, which is good news, because if I learn how to work, if I figure out how to work, if I figure out and make my own choices, then I am in control and it is something that I like. But I have to be smart about it. I mean, this is what I'm hoping script analysis is helping you do. I'm hoping that it's helping you become smart about it, because then the questions that you're answering and the decisions that you're making are grounded. And they're grounded in something that makes sense. And it's very, very difficult, I think, for people to argue with it, because they haven't done this kind of work. Nobody does this kind of work. I mean, they really don't. I don't know. It was kept a secret that actually a play is about something. It was kept a secret. It's really because everybody's been working on the lines for so long and thinking the play is in the lines. And even though people will tell you forever, every teacher in the world says the play is not in the lines, but they don't know what that means. So it's, you know, it's just weird. Okay, so here's some things that I think are important that I was looking at. And I guess the most important thing I would suggest is move slowly so that you don't assume anything. The problem with acting teachers is that everybody thinks answering the question is the key to acting. And so I laughingly say the five questions, although my friend Belita, who's an acting coach in Los Angeles, said, no, in LA, we now have 10 questions, which I thought was hilarious. If you can say, where am I? And you can say, okay, I'm in the backyard of a house in the Midwest, that I've answered that question, now I'm ready to act. And that's really where, this to me is where we go way down the wrong road. Yes, there are a few things that I would say are very useful. Who is the author? What is the title of the play? Where does the play take place? So all of the, I mean, those are like three things, but these are three things that it takes a lot of time. I mean, it really takes a lot of time. I mean, All My Sons is a title you're not going to figure out forever. Long Day's Journey Into Night is a little easier. Death of a Salesman is a little easier. Next term, when we work on Glass Menagerie, again, that's shaky. You know, what is that? But it's like we don't want to rush too quickly. Knowing what the plot is helpful. I mean, and in the simplest form, I mean, think of the plot as Tamara and I went to a play. I got up, went to the bathroom. When I came back, I said to her, so what happened? And so she tells me what happened. That's the plot. Don't overthink it. Don't go nuts. It's just there to give you a shape. It's like not such a huge thing. But if I slowly go there, I say, okay, so this is a scene where we find out that they want to get married, but there is an issue with the brother who's dead, and an issue with Chris and what happened to him during the war. And at the end of the scene, it's clear that all of that is cleared up and they're going to get married, which if it's in Act One, you know, is a problem, but that's another story. But at least it's given me a shape. But again, just very, very methodically think out, what is that? What does that mean? What is that plot? Somebody's in love with somebody else. Because otherwise we're going to say, Chris is in love with Anne, Anne's in love with Chris. There's this problem about the mother. And we're just going to recite it, and it's going to be just like talk. Rather than sitting down and saying, ah, I get it. Wow, it's after World War II. And I got to tell you something. On some plays, I got that far. And so happens not World War II because I've done. But, I mean, sometimes I get that far. And I say to myself, okay, you don't know anything about World War II. Perhaps you should find something out about World War II before you continue. So I would say this. The slowing down is to first of all take in everything. I wanted to just point out that normally the first step in script analysis are impressions. And I just go through and just get some idea. Everything I think is geared towards trying to keep me from reading a text and deciding how to play it. And so the one process that I think that I'd like to hold on to, if you just did impressions, and the idea of an impression, it's just an impression. You know, normally you would go through and say, oh, I see, it takes place in a backyard. That's interesting. I see, there's a father and there's somebody that's, you know, a guy that was at war. So that I'm not leaping to a performance choice. I'm not even leaping normally to, I have to build a past that. It's like part of just having an impression as you read through is just to keep you from panicking and just to say, oh, this is just an impression. If you will let yourself off the hook and just kind of say, okay, that's interesting. Apparently this girl is marrying a guy and she was engaged to his brother before the war. Okay, that's good. So it's just like, and don't run to, if you can stop yourself at that point from leaping to decisions. Because here's the problem. The problem is that if we jump to questions and jump to decisions too quickly, we are going to leap headlong into a cliche. We can't help ourselves. So all of this is just to say, don't ask that question yet. Just have an impression. Second time you go through, you'll have more impressions. Then you can sort of start layering in some. But the idea is just to go through. One of the exercises that we do that I think is absolutely essential is what we call sequence of thoughts. Being able to figure out where the thoughts change. Now, you know, to me, that's almost revolutionary. What we did on the first page was, Chris says, I know it went out of style, didn't it? Anne says, it's all right, it's a good thing. Then she changes subjects. Now, the truth of the matter is, you have to, that's a particular ability that lets you look at scripts and realize that somebody has changed the subject. So, I mean, that's an impression. These are two people who are not listening to each other. I mean, little things like that help you. But again, you need to move slowly so that you can catch these things. Identify for yourself the facts of the play, let's say, because the facts get you to thinking. And if you really want depth and you really want to be brilliant, that's when you really take the time to look at it. Okay, and one other note that if you have notes in the back of your mind, that you have to experience everything. I mean, it's the experience of having lived through World War II that's important. It is not the fact of having lived through World War II, but the experience of it. You know, begin to be discriminating when you watch things. I mean, really know when you look at something. She said we used to work together years ago, and you know that there's absolutely not an iota of truth there. There's almost nothing earned. So, I mean, that's the thing. Begin to notice that. Begin to figure that out. If you lived with us, that's the sort of thing. That's the pain in the ass of living with me. So what did you think about that? So why wasn't that good? Pain in the ass.
Hey, everybody. It's Walker Vreeland, producer of I Don't Need an Acting Class. The podcast is conceived and hosted by Milton Justice, and our music is provided by Jeffrey Keezer. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. And thanks so much for listening.